In every era, children usually have a similar carefree attitude. Even at the age of 7 or 8 years, they cannot reach the depth of any matter. But unlike the other children, the childhood of Al-Hadrat Rahmatullahi Alayh was very outstanding. He was so sensible and had so excellent memory even in the childhood that he succeeded in completing the recitation of the complete Holy Quran in the early age of 4.5 years. At the age of 6, he delivered a detailed speech on the topic of Biladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front of a very large gathering in the last month of Rabiul Awwal and was fully appreciated by the scholars and saints. At the same age, Ir Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh got information about the direction of Baghdad, that sacred city of Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Alayh. He Rahmatullahi Alayh then never stretched his legs in that last direction out of respect. He Rahmatullahi Alayh was extremely enthusiastic about Salah and would offer the daily 5 Salah in Masjid with Takbir-e-Ula. When Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh was a boy, He Rahmatullahi Alayh adopted piety to such an extent that the sound of his footsteps could not be heard whilst walking. He Rahmatullahi Alayh started observing Siyam of Ramadan Mubarak at the age of 7. Sayyid Ayyub Ali Shah Rahmatullahi Alayh has stated that when Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh was a child, a teacher used to come to his house to teach him the Holy Quran. One day whilst teaching, the teacher asked Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh again and again to utter a word of a Qurani ayat, but he Rahmatullahi Alayh could not articulate it in the way his teacher asked him to do so. The teacher would pronounce the word with a zabar, but Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh pronounced the same word with a zair. When Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh grandfather Maulana Raza Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh noticed it, he called Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh closer and asked someone to bring the Holy Quran so that the correct word could be seen. On seeing the Holy Quran, he discovered that the scribe had mistakenly written zabar in place of zair. That is what Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh uttered was correct. His grandfather asked, Ahmad Raza, why did you not utter the word as your teacher asked? Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh politely replied, I tried to utter as the teacher did, but I felt as if I did not have control over my tongue. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh has himself narrated, there was a teacher of mine I would learn initial level books from. After he taught me the lesson, I would glance at it just once or twice and would close the book. When he tested me on the lesson, I would repeat the lesson word for word, surprised to see this situation daily. He once asked me, Ahmad, are you a human being or a jinn? It takes me time to teach you, but it does not take you time to memorize the lesson. Ala Hazrat replied, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am a human being. However, I have been blessed with the benevolence and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.